Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Play, obviously, but Brock Purdy, Jordan Love, and all, we're talking about third down extensions. If you look at Washington yesterday, third downs. We were starting about red zone to third downs, but third downs yesterday, Washington, just want to get this out there. They were 9-15 on third down? 9-15, I believe. Anyway. Whoa. Hold on, give me a second, Shasky. So I want to get this out. Third down efficiency, 8-15.
Wow.
So there you go, 8-15 on third downs. If you look at most of the winners this weekend, controlling the clock, taking the air out of the football, and also learning how to manage a game when it comes to clock management. Still in 2025, and Greg Olsen has been all over the timeline talking about this, the clock management for some of these coaches and teams, it's just befuddling. It's just it's criminal how badly some of these guys just mismanage the clock.
Last night in the Tampa Bay game, you know, everybody's going crazy about Todd Bowles not calling a timeout. They had two timeouts left, and it was basically like second and short. And I'm thinking, with like him, like, okay, like you needed to stop on third down and then to burn the timeout. And you still have a minute. It's plenty of time to march down the field and either match with the field goal. But when you didn't get to stop, it didn't matter.
Didn't matter.
Like it did. The clock didn't matter. And everyone was losing their minds. You got to call the timeout. No, you just needed to stop them on third down, then call the timeout, but you didn't get to stop. You grabbed the towel instead, and then he spun around the corner and ended up scoring. I wanted to get into Pittsburgh and Mike Tomlin. And the reason why is I see Mike Tomlin and the success that he's had and how he sputtered out in the playoffs. They haven't won a playoff game since 2016. You're seeing all the different numbers. He's got the most wins in an eight-year span without a playoff win and blah, blah, blah.
It's stale. Come on.
Well, something I was thinking about is there's been a lot of rhetoric about Kyle Shanahan and his, like, is it over for Kyle Shanahan? Not from the majority of the famous, but from a loud group on the outside looking in. And I feel like if Shanahan is done with the Niners, it looks more like the Tomlin thing than him being garbage for 2, 3, 4, 5 straight seasons. I think he's just too, right now, I feel like he's too good to just be a 6-win team multiple times in a row. If it is ever time for Shanahan to go, it's probably like, hey, we're in the 9, 10, 11, 12 win zone, but we're not making the progress we want in the playoffs after 10 to 15 years. You know what I'm saying? Like that's... Yeah. That's probably more what it looks like than him being inept for multiple seasons in a row.
A lot of rhetoric about Tomlin staying there because of the losing seasons or lack thereof of losing seasons, but they haven't won a playoff game since 16, 17. And so we look at their situation in Pittsburgh. I bet you Pittsburgh fans right now would be willing to trade Mike Tomlin straight up for Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that deal.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that deal.
But
Pittsburgh fans would do that deal.
Yeah, they would.
So that's why I think Niner fans need to sit back for a second and relax and say, you know what? We got a damn good head coach. We have a good head coach that's going to put this team in position to win. And you'll just look at their staleness on offense. Russell Wilson obviously is a quarterback who's lost a little bit of something. There's no doubt. They need another wide receiver. They need another weapon. But their offense just feels to be outdated. The way they play football seems to be outdated. And then again, a third down, Baltimore, by the way, 10-15 on third downs Saturday night. Well, you got to be able to extend drives. But what Tomlin has done, you know, a lot of people say, well, he hasn't got his quarterback. Well, he's been there forever. They've gotten the Kenny Pickett route. They've gotten the Mason Rudolph route. It's not, I mean, at some point, you got to look yourself in the mirror and say, can we get back to an AFC divisional round game? Let alone a wild card game or a playoff. Like, this team is just what a done. And the standard in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania is, no, we play for the Lombardi. We don't just play to get into the wild card game. And it's the way they faded down the stretch. They haven't won a game in over a month.
Yeah.
All right. So
if the season kept going, I think, like let's say there was another 2 months, I don't think they would have won a lot of games.
They lost four straight, not to mention the playoff game. They weren't even in that game against Baltimore. So
that was a boring game.
So it was a very boring game, but it was boring on the Pittsburgh side.
Boring in the sense that I didn't think Pittsburgh had a chance. That's
right.
What I mean.
Right. But Derrick Henry Lamar was must-watch television.
But your point on Mike Tomlin is a good one. And here's what I would say to you. Like the quarterback stuff? Okay, fine. Let's throw the offense to the side. Tomlin's supposed to be known for, you know, being a general and leading the troops. It looked like they kind of quit on him. And then secondarily, if you're giving up 300 rushing yards to your divisional rival, like, then what are you hanging your hat on? If Kyle Shanahan can't run the ball multiple years in a row, all right, we got problems. You know what I mean? Like, that's what he hangs his hat on.
You know,
Tomlin, you gave up 300 yards rushing. So forget the quarterback. You gave up 300 yards rushing.
Yep. See, this is funny. 650-888-957-9570. You cannot compare Tomlin to Shanahan. Tomlin is levels above Kyle Shanahan. Well, last season, on opening day in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Shanahan addressed Tomlin. The Niners went to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, what we thought would be a tough game, and smoked the Pittsburgh Steelers. It wasn't even close. Pittsburgh had one drive at the end of the first half where defense had a little bit of a meltdown, and after that, it was all Niners. Oh, that was Brock Purdy's first game back from the elbow injury, and he looked flawless in that game. So, Mike Tomlin at this stage, last time he won a playoff game, I think Shanahan has eight playoff wins since Tomlin won a playoff game. So I'm not here for the, you know, Tomlin thing. And I like Tomlin, but at one point I did think he was overrated as a head coach. And I was like, you know what, he's winning nine games with these guys. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt.
No, he's
good. But the way they faded, it couldn't correct their season. They had full control at an AFC North to win that division going away. And he didn't. Why? Because of the same things that's ailed him over the last 6 to 7 years.
Well, Monte, look, he won a Super Bowl, all right? However many, what, 2007?
Mm-hmm.
Was that when it was? Okay, yep. And he went to another one and lost to Green Bay.
And a lot of people could say you won that with Bill Cowher's team.
Okay.
That's what some people would say.
That's fair.
What some people would say. I'm not going to do that to him.
No, I wouldn't.
But you know, you did have Bruce Arians, a kid, was in her, or sure. Bruce Arians, who was on that staff with Bill Cowher for a long time, but continue.
No, the way I view this is pretty straightforward. It's not about what your resume looks like. It's about who are you right now, right? Like, that's how the league is set up. This NFL, more than any other sport, is like, who are you this moment, right now? Mike McCarthy has a Super Bowl. Who is Mike McCarthy right now? Sean Payton has a Super Bowl. Now, there was a time where I was fading Sean Payton. I'm kind of buying some of that Sean Payton stock. I think he needed a change of scenery. And a year off, I think he looks a little different. You know, if you would have talked to people, you know, 4 years ago, no one's taking Dan Campbell as a top 7-8 coach in the NFL. Today, I think a lot of people are, right? Because of the body of work that he's done. At one point, when he was the interim coach in Miami, people laughed at the notion of Dan Campbell being your head coach. Nick Sirianni, 1 year ago, how'd you look at him? How do you look at him now? You know what I mean? So these things are, we got to know who you are right now. And look, Shanahan had a bad season right now. I believe if both coaches were out on the open market right now, Shanahan, you know, 7 or 8 out of 10 times would be taken over Mike Tomlin. Mm-hmm.
Wow. The Steelers have not, because I'm with you. I think in our own bubble, there's a lot of people that are so down on Kyle Shanahan. And they say, well, Shanahan's been in the NFC, and look at this roster that he has. He has a stacked roster. He still can't win. And I questioned Niner fans, said, who the hell do you think built the roster? Who the hell think built the roster out here in San Francisco? Shanahan and Lynch. They got their fingerprints all over this roster. You could talk about every single whiff, and you could try to dissect, well, was that a Lynch pick or a Shanahan pick? They're in on this together, all right? This is their baby. They've built this thing into a bully and built one of the best rosters in football. So when you say, let's move off of Kyle Shanahan, do you really want to go down to Mike Tomlin route, who hasn't won a playoff game since the 2016 season, when they won an ugly game, when they won a couple games against the Miami Dolphins and the Kansas City Chiefs? Like, let's be real here. Let's be real about what's going on in San Francisco compared to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh would die for Kyle Shanahan.
I mean, it's just, I think it's foolish. I think Tomlin's a nice guy. I like him. I think he's, like, for example, if I'm the Chicago Bears and I've been dysfunctional forever,
right?
I could make an argument I would trade multiple picks for Mike Tomlin just to get stabilized. Like, I think you could do a lot worse than Mike Tomlin. But I think Shanahan's on a whole nother level than him.
Yep.
And it just is what it is. That's my personal belief. And, you know, if Shanahan puts together multiple 6-11 seasons back to back, well, then now we're going to have a different conversation. Right. But we're not there yet.
But see, the same excuses that Tomlin gets from fans is not warranted to Kyle Shanahan.
What's that?
Well, Tomlin doesn't have the personnel. Tomlin this and that. Tomlin doesn't have the quarterback. Tomlin doesn't have this. And Tomlin doesn't have that. Well, Shanahan doesn't have it. What excuses are we making? We blame it all on the head coach. We go all to the coach. We don't blame it on the personnel. See, players play. Coach is coach. And so, in one instance, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, we're going to blame it all on the players, right? Oh, it's Russ, it's Pickens, it's Watts not healthy, this and that. We come out here to San Francisco, it's Shanahan didn't do this, and Shanahan didn't do that. And I actually think this past season was more so on the players than it was on Shanahan.
I mean, we read it off. I have all of the salary cap stuff right now. Name me one of the top paid players who had a great year.
Exactly.
On the Niners.
George Kittle.
Exactly, right? And look, I probably sounded like a hater at the end of last week, but I was just trying to give you my honest opinion. I thought Fred Warner didn't really play like a Pro Bowler and an All-Pro player for the back half of the year. Now, I'm not saying here grinding tape of every linebacker in the league. I'm just like, based on what I expect from Fred Warner, didn't think he had a great back in the year. He was hurt.
Yep.
He was hurt. I love him. I was valiant that he was out there. He's a freaking gladiator and an all-time Niner. But like, and he gave me everything that he was worth. Mm-hmm. But let's be real. He didn't have one of his signature Fred seasons from start to finish.
Nope.
Kittle did, and that was about it.
650. Do I have to call in on this? You guys are homers. How many Super Bowls did Shanahan lose since Tomlin won? How many losing seasons? And who the hell did Tomlin have on this team? Shanahan has a full All-Pro team. Well, again, Shanahan helped build the All-Pro team. What has Tomlin done out there in Pittsburgh? He has a great relationship with the GM, Omar Khan, out there in Pittsburgh. They've been together for over 20 years. They draft well, right? Pittsburgh, everybody says Pittsburgh always drafts well. Oh, look at Pickens. Look at Najee. Look at Jalen Ward. Look at all these guys they have. I mean, come on.
Well, after one drive, watching that game, I think we all felt the same way. Pittsburgh's done.
Pittsburgh's done.
Right? Like, I saw one drive, and I was like, yeah, Pittsburgh has no chance.
No chance.
And maybe I'm just jumping the gun, but it's like I've kind of watched this team for the last month or so, and there's not a whole lot there offensively. Whereas with the Niners, I've seen them come back multiple times during the Shanahan era in a playoff game.
I mean,
so I think that, and recent memory, so I think you got to be realistic with this.
And think about those drives. The second drive, when they go up 14-0 Baltimore, they were at 13 plays for 85 yards, all run plays. Against the big, bad Pittsburgh Steelers, you got the ball just shoved down your throat. Then the first drive, when they went on a 13-play, 95-yard drive, and I believe they threw one pass play.
Yeah.
Come on, this is the big, bad Pittsburgh Steelers.
He said it again. They're bad. They're bad Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah. But I like the coach. I don't think he's the worst. He's been there 18 years. It's okay. To me, this is a stale. He needs a jolt. Andy Reid was a good coach at Philadelphia. It ran its course.
I mean, it's literally the history of the Steelers, as you guys are talking about. Chuck Knoll, long time.
Yes.
Not long in the tooth.
It ran its course.
Bill Cowher, it ran its course. Well, Mike Tomlin. Three coaches since the 70s. It's just nuts, by the way.
Cowher left on top, winning that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it was like basically like, I think that he had one more year. I was like, yeah, I'm done.
I still feel like he could like kick all of our butts in a arm wrestling.
Oh,
like
the chin.
That guy's probably got the firmest handshake of anyone ever.
Is he one of the guys, as you're listening,